You know, I thought our young guys stepped up. You know, Mo hadn't played a lot of minutes this year, but, you know, he ended up playing a little over 16 tonight. And I thought he was really good in those 16 minutes, especially starting a game on the road for us. you know, obviously, Kevin was huge for us tonight. We threw him out there and put him on a lot of different guys. You know, he had to guard Trey for a while, and you talk about guarding an all-star when he played in the G League the whole year. On top of that, playing almost 24 minutes. It's just a heck of a job by him. He was our defensive player of the game. He had a couple of verticalities that just were beautiful. You know, the Webster Dictionary, you get to see a couple of those plays under verticality. He was awesome tonight. You know, obviously, Jalen, 34 points. Man, OG was decisive tonight. You know, when he got the ball, he shot it, or he snapped, drove, and he made plays. And you talk about plays at the end of the game. First of all, he knocks down his free throws, but secondly, he comes up with the biggest steal of the game. He could have easily gotten defense player of the game. And even McHale, both those guys were pretty good defensively. We did not do a good job in transition, and we kept sending them to the free throw line. And that's where we struggled the most during the course of the game. But 23 second chance points. Kat and Mitch and Kevin were a monster, as well as OG on the offensive glass. 19 offensive rebounds, 23 second chance points. We needed every single one of those points tonight. You know, on top of that, Kat in a double double. Just a good win. We know we need to defend better. We talked about, you know, coming out in the first quarter and trying to put our imprint on the game defensively, and we did a decent job with that. But we kept let our foot off the gas after that, and that's why it turned into a struggle.
Just OG's play in those last 30 seconds, the putback and on the steal. I mean, how about his just clutch play overall?
You know, and I've said this to him, OG is an all-star. If he wants to be, at his size, his length, his strength, his athleticism, his feel, he can do so much out there. He just has to impose his will on the game every single play. And when he does, there's nothing, in my opinion, he can't do. I mean, you know, he didn't shoot the ball well, but he hit 15 and 10. He had a double-double. And to me, that's more than attainable by him on a night-in, night-out basis if he imposes his will on the game like he did tonight. He was fabulous. And like you said, down the clutch, he was awesome. He was awesome.
When we first met you, you talked about sometimes you just throw a guy in who hasn't played and see what he's made of. I think something you said Steve Kerr used to do. Yeah. Is that the case with Kevin tonight, or did he know that he might get some minutes? I know guys are down, but was that part of the was there any mind games there with that?
I don't know if he knew, because I didn't tell him.
Yeah.
But he was scheduled on my little minute sheet. He was scheduled to come in at the 8-minute mark of the first quarter. I was going to throw him on Trey just to see what happens. Kev's a young, really good defender that has a great feel on both ends of the floor, but especially that end of the floor. And I wanted to give him a chance. And I threw him out there for a few minutes, and he was fantastic. So he just started earning more minutes. Now, I didn't have him down for that many minutes, but he definitely earned those minutes as the game went along.
And just, you talked about it a little bit, to start games. You've been the one to call timeouts first the last few games. What are you seeing in these starts? Is it a bunch of different things that maybe want you to get the group together and get going? Because it does feel like after those timeouts, there's a little bit more pep in their step.
Yeah, we just, you know, we go over what we're supposed to be doing defensively, obviously, at shoot around. And for the most part, it carries over. But there are times in the first quarter where it doesn't. And for me, you know, you're going into a ball game. It shouldn't happen to you. That's, you know, let's has carryover for shoot around. Let's be physical without fouling, and let's play the way we're capable of playing the game. And you know, sometimes we'll have a mental lapse here, a mental lapse there, and it's just my job to remind them.
Are you liking that? Cat and Jalen put up huge numbers today, but it just seems like every night there's somebody stepping up. Maybe it was Kevin today, or OG, or Tyler the other day, that you just seem to be finding people to step in and rise to the occasion.
Yeah, you know, again, that's what having a team is about. I feel confident in all of our guys. And, you know, Deuce has been out for a while. Landry's been out for a while. So we got to go to the next man. Josh is out now, you know, with the ankle, so we got to go to the next man. And we just want guys to give us what they're capable of. We don't want them trying to go outside of their box, but we just want them to give us hard minutes for the time that they're on the floor. And I thought all of our guys did.
Cat 17 for 18 from the foul line.
Yeah.
Did you like his aggressiveness?
I loved it. I talked to him in front of the team. Like when he screens and he rolls, we're a different team, because the pressure that he puts on the defense on his roll is unbelievable. Because if he catches in the pocket, it's a wrap. He's getting fouled, or he's getting fouled and he's scoring, because his momentum is going that way and he's so quick. I mean, he's a monster when he rolls, and he did a great job of rolling tonight. But in the same breath, our guards did a great job of getting him the ball in the pocket.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.